Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, my microphone is back to working, baby. It was like the last segment never even happened.
It sounds good.
In fact, let's take it out of the podcast. Let's make it that the last segment never actually happened.
Period. That's good.
Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Tomorrow, we will be live at the Amerant Bank Arena, me, Crowder, Solana, and so we'll get you ready for 4 hours leading up to Game 6, potential closeout. Andy Slater on Twitter points out the least expensive tickets right now for the game tomorrow. These are uppers, $855 a ticket.
Woo!
People want to be there for the close out.
I got these summer camps to pay for. I can't do $800 a ticket. Goodness gracious.
That's a lot of bread, man.
It was wide open. When were we there last time, Solana? What day was that? Whenever the last game
Thursday.
We were at.
Thursday, yeah.
Or 6 Wednesday. O'clock, I leave to get in my car. Tailgates everywhere, people going, extra security. The downstairs was nuts. Yeah, it's rolling at the Amerant Bank right now.
They had DJ Khaled. Was that on Monday? I think
Monday.
Did they have anyone perform on Thursday?
I didn't see any sort of like big promotional event. No.
Anybody see any leaks of who's going to bang the drum for tomorrow? It's a big deal.
You know what? Pat McAfee was bad-mouthing the Dolphins that are 0-7 now banging the drum.
0-8.
Yeah.
0-8 now banging the drum.
I saw something about Tua banging the drum tomorrow. I don't know if that's confirmed or if that's trolling or because he's done it before.
Yeah.
Man.
Is it bad we run out of athletes in South Florida? Like,
there's a guy sitting there in Jacksonville. His name is Matt Mervis. He's looking for something to do.
The Panthers would be crazy to bring out a current Dolphin or a former Dolphin.
Right? Like, they would just be crazy. Like, Tua would be crazy to do it. You know, like, just say no. just
say
pass.
No.
Kevin Durant, that would be such a great way to announce that he's coming to the Heat. Can you imagine a better collab then the Panthers and the Heat getting together, special guest, newest member of the Miami Heat, it's Kevin Durant. That would be because you know how they normally do it. They normally have like the guy throw out the first pitch in a Marlins game. There's 75 people there when they throw out the first pitch at 5:30. Who was it? Who was it that came here, threw out the first pitch, and it was, I think it was Kachuk. Wasn't it when Matthew Tkachuk didn't, when he got traded, And didn't they have him throw out the first pitch in a Marlins
and
game?
Bally Sports. Bally Sports is like working cameras.
It is. Yeah, it's almost like the shady what's the crazy lady who ran for governor in Arizona? Was that the background, like the out of focus background, and then all the other shots are just of the turf.
It's like, Kachuk loves Miami, doesn't he? Who would it, what would be the, even if they run it back, what, Marino, D Wade?
I wouldn't mind. Like, what about bringing in like a Cam Ward?
Ooh, that it wouldn't be bad. Right now, he can't do it next year, but right now with what he just did, first overall pick,
right?
That wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
Or like Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo or something. I don't know, but they're Titans. Like, you can't, I guess you can't do that.
It's going to be Roberto Luongo. He did it game seven.
Which makes sense, by the way.
He did it game seven last year. They won game seven. This is the final home game of the season. Win, and you lift the cup once again. I think the easy pick here is Luongo. I just do.
You think?
Maybe, what about a curveball with Quenneville?
That'd be great. Huh. I'm all for that. Just go crazy.
Brew man, let's just bring back the old coaches.
Yeah, have Gerard Gallant in a taxi. A drive-by drum banging.
In Miami, we have the best hockey team in the world, and we're in a tropical climate. Just do things differently.
Throw it back. Birdman and Stitches.
I miss Stitches.
Stitches. Shams Charania tweeted out, fun news, ABC is airing the OKC Pacers starting lineup introductions ahead of Game 5 tonight. The first time the starting introductions will be broadcast at the finals since 2013. Adam Silver heard the complaints that there wasn't enough pageantry, and so now they're going to broadcast the opening intros.
Do people like that much? Am I a minority here? I loved it
when it was the big three getting introduced. I loved it when it was MJ getting introduced. Like those still, like, I can get chills thinking of those introductions. I don't know how OKC and Indiana do it, so I don't know. I mean, there's no, is there a real, you know, LeBron style crescendo or MJ style crescendo when it's Tyrese Halliburton?
What was it? Dun, 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 dun. Wasn't that the Bulls song? That little cute jingle?
The Alan Parsons project.
They got to do the music right. I think you hit it on the head.
But all the teams, they go above and beyond for the NBA Finals, for playoff introductions.
Right.
Like, it's not going to not hit. You know, it's the finals. It's going to hit. It just
bugs me. Miles Turner. What did you say?
It bugs me though, man. That like they wait to see reaction on social media to do obvious things. Like how they're paying people millions of dollars to sit in boardrooms, and they need Bob in Montana outraged that there's no trophy on the court and that they're not showing
that. I believe. Well, the trophy on the court is you're correct on that. The introductions, I believe, are the television network's choice as to whether they want to use up airtime doing something like that. But my guess is Adam Silver is cajoling them a little bit, saying, hey, people are complaining that there's not. And NBC is going to do it next year for every game. They already announced they're doing player introductions for every game. So a little jump on the action.
Wasn't there some team, I think it was maybe college, that wouldn't do the introduction because they didn't want to separate their top five from the rest of the team or something like that? It was something goofy in the NCAA tournament.
Sounds like a Paul Maurice no handshake line rule there.
I remember watching it. I think Florida played them. They were like, they don't come out to their names because the sixth player is just as good as the third player. Oh, I was like, oh.
That's got OKC written all over it. I mean, we're like, SGA is like, oh, it's a team. It's a team. Like, shut up.
Everybody, get over yourselves. Seriously. What are we doing here? Tell me how many jerseys the seventh player has sold versus the star.
Get me a Neesmith. What's his name?
Brad Marchand, by the way, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, 22 games played, 10 goals, 10 assists, 20 points, got a plus 18 in plus minus, and 3 game-winning goals. That's pretty sick.
I said it, stupid good. That first goal he scored off the faceoff, I've never seen that before.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
They highlighted. They were like, he was moving to the spot the puck was going to be at before the puck even got hit back to him and cut the two defenders. That made out like, you know, if that was like watching MJ work, watching Steph shoot a three from the logo. That was crazy athleticism.
Connor McDavid too. Like you saw flashes of why Connor McDavid is Connor McDavid. Like that dude, man, ridiculous. Do we think they win? Do you think they? Do we think they close it out tomorrow?
I do.
I'm having a tough time not feeling like this series goes seven. That's the only thing. Like they should close it out at home, and it was another good victory on Saturday. But man, this series just smells like seven from game one.
We play two overtime games, then we whoop they ass, then they play it tight, then we whoop they ass again. And I said it earlier, like even Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, they don't look like they did in game one and two. They're not flying. Like I think that physicality is getting to them.
They're playing the hell out of them. That Knobloch, yeah. He's like Thibs. He's just their shifts are 18 minutes long. I've never seen anything like this in hockey.
They ain't never gonna pull him out, huh?
I know we're supposed to exercise caution here, and I made the mistake. Game four, 3-0 lead. They changed their goaltender, and I'm tweeting out this series is done. It's a wrap, Panthers in five. And I know I jinxed the Cats or whatever, but bro, the Panthers have led in this series for 200 minutes. The Oilers have had a lead for just 33 minutes. They're just better. The Panthers are just better.
They are better, but Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
somehow they've been able to equalize it. As much as the Panthers have led, somehow it's at game six. Like
right, but it should have been Cats in five. It should have been. The Panthers, first of all.
Panthers should have won game one.
They should have won game one. They should have been able to sweep in game four. But fine, they lost game five. They lost game four. They blew a two-goal lead. They never do that. And then they blew a three-goal lead. Like the Oilers already have their, ooh, we got that. We stole that game moment. They've done it twice already. They're going to do it a third time? I'm not buying it, man. I just think the Panthers are way better. Genuinely, like top to bottom, they're just way better.
So I'm not with the team big moment, to your point. But what Huck just said, like what was when LeBron in Cleveland, when he was down to the Golden State Warriors, like I'm with that with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl. Like if they just say, hell with that coach, I'll tell you when I'm going to leave the ice. And they just try to go crazy. They're capable of going crazy.
You feel like it. At least. I don't know. Yeah. Like they could be gassed.
Hockey's
like,
so different,
like
though,
it.
Man. Hockey's so different. Because
right. You can't put a team on your back.
Why wouldn't McDavid have just done that already?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they lost to them in the Stanley Cup final last year in Game 7 in historic fashion. Why wouldn't he have just already done that? Game 5 at home, the winner of that game, you win that game, the odds are insane in your right. favor. Why wouldn't you have just taken over in that game? And it's not that he's not capable of taking over. It just looks different in hockey than it does in the NBA when LeBron and Kyrie can both score 40 points for the first time in NBA history.
Give me the ball every time. Right. I'll take the ball on every offensive possession. You can't do that in hockey.
And Marchand said, hold my beer a couple games ago and just get out of here, buddy.
Get the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
By the way, the Marlins are doing something cool tomorrow. They open up a four-game homestand versus the Philadelphia Phillies tonight, 6:40. Tomorrow, they push their game up 30 minutes. So instead of starting at 6:40, it'll start at 6:10. That way...
I mean, isn't that cool? I've seen people, you know, God bless the Marlins. I'm all for it. But, I mean, honestly, the game starts at 6:40, so they're moving it to 6:10. It's not like they're moving it to 1:15 and saying, hey, come on out to the ballpark, and we're going to make the tickets free so you can come out and enjoy the game and then go home and watch the Panthers, which is what you want to do tonight. Like, they're moving the game up. If you go to the Marlins game tomorrow, you're still missing the first period of the Panthers game. Like, you're not getting home in time. If they start at 6:10, goes 7:10, 8:10, probably done at 8:30, 8:40, unless there's a couple big innings and it goes till 9. I mean, you get out of there at 8:40. I mean, good luck getting out of that parking lot and getting to your house by 9:15. Very cool by the Marlins, no doubt. I'm all with it. I'm a big Marlins fan. But, I mean, is it that cool to move the game from 6:40 to 6:10? And who are you doing a favor for? Who tomorrow is going, you know, I cannot decide if I'm going to watch the Panthers closeout game or that big Tuesday night.
Yeah, you silly. What if it's the TV where I can now catch some of the game and then I'm going to switch over to the...
I know, because it really... Man, it gets down to that eighth and ninth inning. You don't want to turn it off if the Stanley Cup final game. I mean, when you have to choose between Eric Wagaman and a potential inning-ending double play. Props to the Marlins. Getting in the spirit of the game.
I have my iPad out and the TV on. I need double screen.
So you want the Marlins to move the game to noon, Hawk, and let everybody in for free.
Who do they play tomorrow?
Philly.
Hey, give Philly the win.
Hey, man, Philly got a little squad, don't they? They got the little cute white guy.
I'm just teasing, Marlins. Just teasing. Nah,
you're thinking of having fun. You're thinking of the Nationals, no? Bryce Harper?
I don't know. Is that him? I don't know. Phillies don't have a cute white guy?
Tug McGraw.
That's him. Tug, my man. I think I am thinking about the Nationals.
Oh, no. Bryce Harper does play for the Phillies. I forgot. He was on the Nationals, and then he went to
y'all
the Phillies.
Y'all ain't worth a damn. Yeah, the cute white boy with the beard. That's Bryce Harper. Yes. Yeah.
But didn't I see him? Didn't he cut his hair and his beard?
I don't know. I'll catch it.
I'm not kidding you. Was this Bryce Harper that all of a sudden looks like a 45-year-old man?
That Mike Trout? Mike Trout, he'll cut his facial hair off.
Does he still play?
Mike Trout?
I'm not kidding. Has anybody seen a highlight?
Here's
of
Bryce
Mike
Harper.
Trout?
No joke. This is the most recent picture of Bryce Harper.
Yeesh.
Oh yeah, he aging bad boy.
His face is wrinkly. I can say that because my face is wrinkly. I wouldn't normally comment on someone's appearance.
Wow.
That's Bryce Harper.
That's crazy. He's aging like a raspberry. Yeah.
He's only 32.
That body break down quick. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's crazy that Mike Trout, at one point, we're talking about him like he's Babe Ruth. And like I don't know if he's playing anymore. I just don't know.
He's with the. I looked it up. I didn't know, so I'm like I just knew he was balling. But yeah, he's with the Angels still. He used to have like the highest selling baseball cleat in the world or something crazy. I don't know when. Yeah, because I remember Chan had a bunch of Mike Trouts.
You didn't buy him Griffey's? Crazy.
They're too high. We go whatever the dicks. Whatever dicks got, that's what we got.
Ohtani, by the way, will make his pitching debut since we're talking a little diamond with the Dodgers. First start since 2023.
Yeah.
Man. I do have a Dolphins update. Drew Rosenhaus, you know, he does Sunday nights on WSVN 7 with Josh Moser. He's Jonnu Smith's agent. Quote, nothing has been resolved yet regarding Jonnu and the Dolphins and a potential extension. It's still an ongoing situation. I would say that it will be resolved, I think, by training camp, but it's still very active right now, and nothing has been finalized at this juncture.
I mean, what's going on with Jonnu and Jalen Ramsey? Yeah. Get a move on.
I think Ramsey's gone.
Well, he will be, but I mean, what's the delay?
I'm trying to find a great offer. I don't know. I think Jonnu's waiting for the Dolphins to come around. I think Jalen's just saying, the hell with it, get me out of here.
Yeah, Jalen's definitely gone. There's no repairing that. You saw the way Mike McDaniel was kind of talking about it last week. And I mean, it's not even a question that he shows up at mandatory camp. Like he you know, there's no fixing that relationship. I don't think
there's a number on Jonnu. Get me to here annually and I'm a Dolphin. To what's your point? I said, cause I know Jalen, I haven't talked to him about it, but just what people are saying and what he's come out and said and his little memes and different things people showed me. Yeah. Jalen doesn't want to be here. And for them to say it was a mutual breakup, that means somebody said, you can go to hell. And they say, okay, well, you can go to hell too.
Well, look at the Dolphins' tight ends outside of Jonnu Smith, and maybe they should hurry up on that number and send it over.
What's the boy you love?
Julian Hill.
He was more right about Julian Hill than he was about Brad Marchand. And that tells you how wrong he was about Brad Marchand.
Julian Hill's balling.
Uh-huh. Don't worry, Hawk. You gave me plenty of material, Aiken, bro. So when Liam starts, when Liam starts Liaming.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. I gave you plenty of material.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listen, when Tua's putting up record numbers, don't say it's in spite of Aikenberg. Say it's because of.
Okay.
All right, fair.
Okay. All right, no, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, your takes going into Dolphin season was Julian Hill's going to be the next Tony Gonzalez. And going into the Panthers playoffs, Brad Marchand's going to be a bum.
Julian Hill hadn't scored a touchdown.
I know. Tobin and I bet that anytime touchdown every single week. I've lost $300 on Julian Hill. If you want to troll, if you want to troll Brendan Tobin, just tweet him a picture of Julian Hill every now and then. It'll give him severe PTSD.
Almost impossible.
Your weather.
31 starts, 18 receptions, zero touchdowns.
Yeah, but how many flags? Like that was the amazing part. It wasn't even the lack of touchdowns. It was the number of penalties.
Three per game. Easy. Easy.
He got sticky fingers. He likes to grab a hold of people.
But it's like he doesn't know the rules, though. That's what's maddening about Julian Hill. It's like we all understand the holding rule. It's pretty obvious. Don't hold. You just, look up the definition of hold. You can't do that. And he continues to just hold. It's like he doesn't know the rules of the game.
Oh, yeah. The dark horse.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is hot and humid outside. I didn't bring up any of the Kevin Durant news during headlines because we have discussed it throughout the show. But if you're just joining us, right now, Kevin Durant to Miami, or the Heat, I should say, are the favorites across several books to land Kevin Durant in a trade. Shams Charania said earlier that on ESPN that Kevin Durant, according to sources, has very little interest in playing in Minnesota, and it's still Miami, Houston, San Antonio that are atop the list to land Kevin Durant via trade.
And Joey Chestnut's returning to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
That's right.
Another big story we're following.
Well, KD, we were talking about quality of life. So it's San Antonio, which is garbage. Houston ain't bad, and Miami probably number one of quality of life. But who gives them the best chance to win? Houston just went to the playoffs.
Well, that's a great question. It's probably Minnesota, no?
Yeah, but he took Minnesota out of it, though, right?
I know. I'm just saying, the teams that are interested in him.
I don't know, because what would Minnesota have to give? Obviously, they're retaining Anthony Edwards, right?
Yeah, you're not giving up Ant.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know. And man, staying in the West, I really think
he wants a cleaner path.
Because the Rockets are great, but what do they have to give up? They're a young team. It makes sense. And look, the chance to go play with Wemby and De'Aaron Fox, that's enticing as hell, too. The Spurs are a great organization. It's clear to me, though, Crowder, he wants to be in a state where there's no income taxes or property taxes, right? What is it that we don't have here?
Yeah. No, so, state tax.
State tax.
We got a hell of a property tax.
Property taxes.
Goodness gracious. Yeah.
So I think it's obvious. That's what he's narrowing down his selections to, teams in those states, because I believe Texas is one of them as well.
But San Antonio, I think, fits his personality more than Miami. They no nonsense, no media, don't say nothing, don't do nothing, just go play basketball.
Sportsbetting.ag has Kevin Durant next team, -150 San Antonio, 3-1 the Heat, 9-2, which is +450 the Rockets. But they do have at sportsbetting.ag, Ja Morant, next team, favorite, Miami Heat, 3-1.
Now, Ja's personality is built for Miami.
That's the that's the guy. You want to talk about a guy out there who could change your fortunes.
Yes. I like it.
If the Grizzlies just got 4 first round picks for Desmond Bane.
He don't
Bane,
have enough to get correct.
Like how I don't know. Because right. Even trade Bam and Hero, get 17 first round picks between them or something, but
that I'm not down with either.
No, me neither.
No.
I genuinely, because I'm with you. Would Miami try to pair Bam and Ja and try, like, okay, I think everybody would be down. Like, just go get Ja Morant.
And take Tyler Hero, whoever else you want on the roster, and as many number one, as many first round draft picks as we can legally give you.
Mm-hmm.
But they just got, but you don't have enough to get to have 4 first round picks.
I'm telling you, that's the best you could offer. Yeah. Tyler and anyone but Bam, as many or as few, and every possible first round pick we can give you.
Yeah.
And that's too, because they were talking about Desmond Bane, where Luka went for less than Desmond did. But Luka's way better than Desmond. So is Pelinko just a genius? Fabric's just dumb.
Luka went for 3 draft picks less than Desmond Bane.
Crazy.
So that's old boy maddening. If you're a Mavs fan and you see that Bane trade come down yesterday, you're going to bang your head against the wall.
That was after who? What? Gobert went for like 4 or 5 too, didn't he?
Gobert went for 5. Donovan Mitchell went for 4. I think there's a pick swap in there as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Desmond Bane, he's really good, by the way. Guy averages 20 points per game, and I happen to think the Orlando Magic are legit contenders now, by the way, in the East.
By the way, I like operating that way. Hey, we've got a window here. Give everything. Because for me, I always talk about the 97 Marlins. You know, like, yeah, give me that World Series run. Even if you got to blow it all up at the end, even if you mortgaged your future, you know, if you're Orlando, swing. You got to swing for the fences. If you have a chance to hit that home run, I'm down with what Orlando did. As silly as it sounds for Desmond Bane, I'm completely down with doing that. The value is not necessarily what's Desmond Bane worth versus Luka. It's what does Desmond Bane mean to this team for next season? And does it vault us to being a championship team? If you think so, then yeah, give up whatever it takes to get them. Make that run. Why not?
And they're in this window where with their team, with Paolo Banchero, those picks are going to be late first round picks anyways. They're playoff teams now. They're a playoff team for the next decade. They just are with that, with who they've put together. So they're not going to land anybody massive in free agency because they're not the Lakers, they're not the Knicks, they're not the Heat. That's just not going to work for them. But we have an unbelievably great talent in Paolo Banchero, and we compare him with a great scorer. Like, yeah, go do it. However you can, go do it. They nailed that, bro. They nailed that.
I think it's like, yeah, who can we get and at what cost? Is there any cost too great if we think this makes us a championship contender? And to me, no, there isn't.
Overpaying and underpaying. The Lakers underpaid for Luka. The other 3 that we brought up, hell, that's what they wanted to do. They went and got their guy.
Let's give away the Club World Cup tickets in the next segment. Okay, this is a great prize. What the tickets are for Friday? Who'd you say it is?
Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors from Argentina.
Okay. So Hard Rock Club World Cup. It is underway. It is fun as hell, and we've got a pair of tickets. Every day this week, but we'll do a pair in the next segment if you're listening.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going to give away those Club World Cup tickets this segment, if you remind me. Anybody watching the College World Series? Because Crowder was watching it during the commercial break, so I just put it on. Arkansas, Gage Wood, who was the pitcher for Arkansas, throws the third ever no-hitter in a College World Series. I believe the first one in like 65 years. But his stat line to end the game, Gage Wood from Arkansas. 9 innings pitched, no hits, obviously, no earned runs, no walks, 19 strikeouts.
That's crazy.
19 strikeouts in 9 innings, no hitter. How many batters do you face? You face 27, I guess, in a he didn't get a perfect game, so he must have hit a batter. So he probably faced 28 batters.
Nobody walked, yeah. But
and he struck out 19 of 28 batters.
It was the end of Major League when Wild Thing Vaughn went in, and he's nodding off the slider, nodding off the curveball.
Just wants to throw the gas.
His last two pitches were 96 and 97 straight down the gut. Like, just hit this ball if you can hit it. That was cool to watch. I accidentally caught it walking out after the break.
Enjoy Tommy John surgery. He did it against
Most K's ever in a College World Series game. First College World Series no-hitter since 1960.
That's wild.
That 19 strikeouts, though, is unbelievable.
That's wild. Wild, and to still be throwing stank that deep, bottom of the ninth, throwing 97. Come on, man.
Good God.
He'll be on the farm league here in a little bit.
You know what the line is tonight? OKC and Indiana games in OKC. You want to guess the line?
Oh, somebody said they're big favorites. I don't know the number, but I'd say 8, 8.5,
9.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I feel like I want to take Indiana plus 9. That's just a lot of points for the way the series has gone. Well, I shouldn't say that, but Pacers have done a whole hell of a lot better than anyone expected, including this show.
Oh, yeah. I thought gentlemen sweep at best.
Yeah. Didn't you put a bet in, Solana? For it to end in 4 or 5?
5, and then, well, that went out the window, so I have one in 6. OKC in 6.
What about Solana talking me into 5 units?
No, Jack.
What happened?
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What was this series? 5 or 6?
Was that Wednesday, Thursday? What was that?
No, it was Tuesday or whatever day you were off last week, Hawk. I think it was Thursday where Crowder comes on the air and we're talking about the game. And I said, OKC, game 3 in Indiana. They're only 5-point favorites on the road. He's like, 5-point favorites? Bum. Done. Put it in. Book it. 5 units. 5 units.
Did he talk you into that, or did you talk yourself into that?
He talked me. So, we got to run the tape back. Oh, no, man. I have them in 5, so they already won one. There's no chance they can win another one. Well, yeah, I'm with you, Solana. Let's go.
Well, I did feel that way. No joke. Because on Monday, we came on the air last week. They had just evened up the series. Remember Sunday night? They won by like 20 points. And Hawk, I told you, flat out, forget everything I said about Indiana after game 1. I think OKC's going to win this 1-5, man. I really did.
So he tells me 5. It's tied 1-1. I'm riding with you, Solana. You my dude.
It's not my fault. Benedict Mathurin exists, Crowder. It's not my fault.
I have an offer on the Hard Rock Bet app. You know, I put in, before the playoffs started, Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup at plus 500. So I have a $100 bet that'll pay me $600 if the Panthers win the Cup. Hard Rock app is offering me right now $456.
Take it.
No, ride it.
Oh, I'm riding with it.
We had this discussion with Rob Pizzola. Yeah, he was like, if you believe in a bet and it's coming to fruition, they want you to take the pay cut.
My Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe, $50 to win $800. They are offering me $5.94.
Don't take it.
But see, I don't understand
Brad Marchand.
That.
Well, he's not going to win. If the Panthers win, it's going to be Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand.
Oh, no, for sure. But I don't understand our strategy here, which is Hard Rock is offering me like 85% of what I could win. I'm not going to take it. That's crazy. I'm not going to take it. Hard Rock is offering me 1%, but it'd be better than the inevitable $0. I'm not going to take it.
Well, the 594, like, it. I'm going to keep it because what if Bobrovsky, I don't know, scores 3 goals? I'm keeping it because what am I going to do with $5.94? But
it's better than losing everything, isn't it?
I guess. Is it $5.94?
Well, hey, cash out and give it to me because my little account got bad after that game 3.
Goodness, I'm telling you, when you're up in Jersey, because sometimes don't you fly in or out of Jersey or do the show in Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hit that casino tab on the Hard Rock app. Get it all back in roulette in a couple of spins, and don't even dance with lightning roulette. Look out below, man.
Mount Laurel, baby. I went to Vegas, got 5 rolls in, hit 3 numbers in 5 rolls.
Did you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's give away these World Club tickets. We have a pair every day this week. It's for Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors, Hard Rock Stadium this Friday night. And if you can't wait to win, and there's a lot of matches that you can get tickets for, but if you can't wait, you see some of the best soccer players in the world, you can get in on it by going to FIFA.com/tickets. FIFA.com/tickets. But we've got a pair right now for caller number... Want to do caller 19 for Gage whatever's 19 strikeouts and his no-hitter?
Yeah, Gage Wood.
Gage Wood. We'll do caller 19. You're going to get 2 tickets for Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors. Hard Rock Stadium, Friday, Club World Cup. And caller 19, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. And remember, we're going to have a pair of tickets every day this week. That's a great prize. Also, Solana is going to be at Carolina Ale House in Weston on Wednesday, beginning at 5 p.m., and he's going to have Inter-Miami Club World Cup tickets for Monday the 23rd. So this Wednesday, you're going to have a chance to win Club World Cup tickets every half hour with Solana at the Carolina Ale House starting at 5 p.m. in Weston on Wednesday. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.